empezar con un escenario. Digamos que llegas a tu casa y encuentras dos hogazas de pan en la cocina. Una de las hogazas está caducada. No tiene mojo y está un poco rancia, pero aún así podrías hacer un sándwich con ella. No tendría muy buen sabor, pero es comestible. La otra hogaza del pan es fresca. Tal vez la hayas comprado en la panadería esa mañana. Probablemente tenía buen sabor. Ahora bien, si tuvieras que elegir con qué hogaza te van a hacer un sándwich, la elección es obvia. Cualquiera elegiría la fresca. So I want to begin with a scenario. So let's say you go into your house and on the counter there are two loaves of bread that you can make a sandwich with. The first one has expired. It doesn't have mold on it, but maybe it's a little stale. But you could still make a sandwich with it. Probably wouldn't taste very good, but it's still edible. The other loaf is fresh, right? Maybe you just bought it at a bakery that morning. It probably would taste the best because obviously it's fresh. Now, if you were to choose which loaf of bread to make a sandwich, the choice would be pretty obvious. You're going to choose the fresh one. Pero en nuestro evangelio, las multitudes tienen la opción de comer el pan viejo que Dios les dio a sus padres en el desierto, o comer el pan de vida que Jesús les ofrece, el verdadero pan que bajó del cielo. Sus padres comieron ese pan y murieron porque era solo pan físico. No les ofrecía vida eterna. En cambio, Jesús les ofrece el pan de vida, un pan que les dará vida eterna, y la mayoría de ellos lo rechaza. Quieren el pan viejo que comieron sus padres. ¿Por qué lo rechazan? ¿Por qué no pueden entender cómo Jesús puede decirles que coman su cuerpo y beben su sangre? Están escandalizados por esto. Sin embargo, Jesús nos dice que es un solo símbolo. No minimiza la importancia de su enseñanza. De hecho, continúa diciendo que deben comer su carne y beber su sangre para tener vida dentro de ellos. In our gospel, the crowds have a choice. They can either eat the bread that their ancestors ate in the desert, or they can have the bread of life that Jesus is offering to them, the true bread that came down from heaven. The bread that their ancestors ate was just physical bread. So they may have eaten it and would have been satisfied for that moment, but it would not have given them eternal life. By contrast, Jesus is giving them the bread from heaven, a bread that will give them eternal life. But most of them reject it. They want the bread that their ancestors ate. Why? Well, because they can't understand how Jesus can tell them to eat his body and drink his blood. They are completely scandalized by this. Yeah, Jesus doesn't say, oh, it's only a symbol. Oh, I'm just kidding. Don't worry about that. He doesn't downplay the importance of his teaching. In fact, he actually doubles down. He continues to say in stronger and stronger language that they must eat his flesh and drink his blood to have life within them. Pero las multitudes no pueden entender y muchos dejarán a Jesús después de escuchar esta enseñanza. Y puede ser difícil para nosotros entenderlo porque vivimos en una época en la que sabemos lo que es la Eucaristía. Vamos a misa todas las semanas y podemos recibir el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesús. Pero si estás escuchando esto por primera vez, imagina lo radical que suena si alguien te pidiera comer su carne y beber su sangre. ¿Te quedarías? So the crowds don't understand this teaching. Many are going to leave Jesus, in fact, after they hear this. And it can be hard for us to understand because we're able to come to Mass every week and receive the Holy Eucharist. The church has been around for centuries. The teaching is well understood. But if you're hearing this for the first time, imagine just how radical this sounds. If someone asks you to eat their flesh and drink their blood, would you stay with them? Pero no es solo la enseñanza de la Sagrada Eucaristía lo que están rechazando, es lo que significa vivir el estilo de vida eucarístico. Quieren el pan viejo que comieron sus padres. No quieren el pan de vida que Jesús les ofrece, porque ese pan tiene exigencias. Tenemos que conformarnos a la Eucaristía. Si tomamos el pan que Jesús nos ofrece, debemos dejar de lado nuestras viejas costumbres pecaminosas, como las que escuchamos en la Sagrada, la segunda lectura. Por ejemplo, el pecado sexual y beber demasiado. Tenemos que elegir. ¿Beberemos según las costumbres del mundo y recibiremos cosas que no duran? ¿O nos apartaremos del pecado, nos convertiremos y seguiremos a Cristo y viviremos una vida cristiana que nos lleva al cielo? Eso es lo que tenemos que hacer si decidimos recibir la Sagrada Eucaristía. Tenemos que conformarnos a Cristo. So, it's not just the teaching of the Holy Eucharist that they're rejecting, but it's really living that Eucharistic life that we're called to. The old bread that their fathers ate in the desert, that's the bread that they want. They don't want the bread of life that Jesus is offering them, because of what that bread that they receive demands. We have to conform our lives to the Holy Eucharist. If we take the bread that Jesus is offering us, then that means that we have to put away our old sinful ways, especially the ones that we hear about in our second reading, talking about sexual sin and drinking too much or other sins that could lead us astray. We have to make a choice. Will we live in the ways of the world and receive the things that don't last? Or will we turn away from sin, convert, and follow the Christian way of life and follow Christ, the way that will lead us to heaven? That is what we have to do if we decide to receive the Most Holy Eucharist. We have to decide that I'm going to conform myself to Christ and what I receive. Pero no podemos ser como las multitudes que eligen el pan viejo como comieron sus padres en el desierto. Esas cosas pasajeras de este mundo que nos saciarán. Tenemos que elegir recibir el pan de vida y elegir vivir por las cosas que perduran. Así como no elegirías pan viejo y así como no elegirías pan viejo y rancio para hacer un sándwich, no elegirías un pan inferior para vivir tu vida. Pero es difícil. Podemos perder amigos por ello, pero si decidimos seguir a Cristo, estaremos eligiendo una vida mejor y más plena. So we can't be like the crowds that choose the old bread that their ancestors ate in the desert. those passing things of this world that really won't satisfy us in the end. We have to choose to receive the bread of life, to be able to live for the things that will endure. Just like you wouldn't choose old stale bread to decide to make a sandwich, you wouldn't choose an inferior bread to live your life. And it's difficult. We have to make choices. We might lose friends over it. But we are choosing a better and more fulfilling life if we decide to follow Christ. So which bread will you choose? The bread that your ancestors ate? Or Jesus, the bread of life, the bread that came down from heaven? ¿Qué pan elegirías? ¿El pan de tus padres o Jesús? ¿El pan de vida y el pan que bajo del cielo?